Welcome back to Sharp Elbows. This is State Rep Francesca Hong. We are joined this morning by the fantastic Manny Lindenbaum, Annabelle Lindenbaum, and my beautiful Tongseng, or younger sister, Terry Lindenbaum. We are talking some heavy topics, but some very important ones of being what it means to be a bystander, what those consequences are, how we move from just solidarity to solutions and actions, and sprinkling in a little bit about what it means to be Korean, what it means to be Korean American, and in the case of my sister, what it means to be a Korean Jew. You know, there, Terry, I don't think you and I growing up, we've had conversations about identity, and I think the only thing we've really come to a consensus on is that identity is so fluid. And now that you have two kids, you have children, my sister, oh my gosh, it's still wild for me to say that you have children now who look very, very Korean. But I think, you know, their souls and their family are both Korean and Jewish. How do you find yourself navigating between the two identities, or do you think it's there are more intersections and crossroads of the two that you're coming up towards?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of intersection with identity, and like you said, it's so fluid, and you have to continue to build and such. But I think, you know, raising my children, it's really important for me to really have both of their identities in the forefront. And so it's with having actually, you know, everything, holidays and such being on the lunar calendar, it's actually really fun and easy to include, you know, with the Lunar New Year. That was really wonderful, because I think Noah is at my son, older son, is at an age where he's starting to learn about traditions. And then I feel like with children, they just absorb everything and anything right now. And so he just gets really excited about any part of his culture that I'm trying to introduce to him and learn. And in a way, it's also another way for me to relearn it. And I feel like I'm, in a sense, relearning a lot of different parts about my own Korean identity, of trying to include different parts of holidays that and, like, you know, Independence Days and movements and such of Korean in Korean holidays that that I want to kind of rediscover for myself. And so I think that's one of the beauties of having young children right now, is that I get to kind of relearn and explore with them too. And not only that, but just with holidays, like with Purim, we had a really fun Zoom activity that I hosted with some with community members on Zoom, and you know, and just the stories, and he's loving stories right now too. So it's been a really fun way to discover and learn.
I find it very exciting that my great-grandchildren will have this diversity of culture. They will be Jewish, and they will have Korean heritage. And I think it's a thing of beauty. And I wish the whole world could encompass each other's cultures and celebrate their own. In my history, the people who reached out to people in trouble made such a huge difference. These so-called supermen, the Germans, I truly that there's evil people everywhere, and they are not the problem. The problem is the rest of us, when we don't speak out and we don't become active. And that to me is so important. When we were chased out of Germany in 1938 because our ancestors had come from the east, So they took 17,000 of us. That was their really first major act of the Nazis. They took 17,000 Jews whose ancestors had come from the East and took them to the border of Poland and chased them across. I've heard so many bad things about that the Polish people did during the war, during the Holocaust. That really was not our experience. When 17,000 of us were driven across the border into a town which had a population of less than us, they did not chase us. They let us sleep. They let people sleep in the stables, in the streets. We got into a burnt out mill where there were hundreds of us in there. But I felt more free as a little kid to walk in the streets there than I had in Germany. So we should never take a group of people and say they, when the atrocities were committed by one or a group, and to reach out to the goodness in the rest of the people. I know all the way through when I was a kid by myself that there was, and every time I was in trouble, there was always somebody who reached out to me. We can make such a huge reaching out to people. When you see somebody in trouble and you don't just say, you know, poor kid, or walk away, but yeah, reach out and say something, do something, do a little bit, and
absolutely
make a difference.
In order to be in solidarity, you have to take action. Yes. When we come back, we're going to speak more to how dangerous it is to be a bystander and how you can be a part of the solution by speaking out. You're listening to Sharp Elbows on 92.7.